From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Free Offer of the Gospel. The text is found in chapter 9, verse 30, through chapter 10, verse 21. As Dr. Cairns has demonstrated from Paul's writings, God's offer of salvation is sincere, and it is simple. However, as simple as the gospel offer is, it demands a perfect righteousness. That righteousness cannot be obtained by any work, such as attempts to keep God's law. It comes by faith in the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross. As Paul wrote to the Ephesians, For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Upon some points, a believer is absolutely sure. He knows, for instance, that God sits in the stern sheets of the vessel when it rocks most. He believes that an invisible hand is always on the world's tiller, and wherever providence may drift, Jehovah steers it. That reassuring knowledge prepares him for everything. He looks over the raging waters and sees the Spirit of Jesus treading the billows, and he hears a voice saying, It is I, be not afraid. He knows, too, that God is always wise, and knowing this, he is confident that there can be no accidents, no mistakes, that nothing can occur which ought not to arise. He can say, If I should lose all I have, it is better that I should lose than have, if God so wills. The worst calamity is the wisest and the kindest thing that could befall me if God ordains it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. The Christian does not merely hold this as a theory, but he knows it as a matter of fact. Everything has worked together for good as yet. The poisonous drugs mixed in fit proportions have worked the cure. The sharp cuts of the lancet have cleansed out the proud flesh and facilitated the healing. Every event as yet has worked out the most divinely blessed results. And so, believing that God rules all, that he governs wisely, that he brings good out of evil, the believer's heart is assured, and he is enabled calmly to meet each trial as it comes. The believer can, in the spirit of true resignation, pray, Send me what thou wilt, my God, so long as it comes from thee. Never came there an ill portion from thy table to any of thy children. Say not, my soul, from whence can God relieve my care? Remember that omnipotence has servants everywhere. His method is sublime, his heart profoundly kind. God never is before his time, and never is behind.
Throne.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
I think I have put it this way before, and I do it provocatively, deliberately. When I get to heaven, I will be able to say, I'm here because I deserve to be here. Heresy? No. Think it through. I will not be able to say, I did anything to get here, for I didn't. If I were to get the deserts of what I did, I'd be damned deeper down than Tyre and Sidon. But I'm not getting to heaven unjustly. What would take me to hell? Sin. But where is my sin? It's gone. Where is my debt? It is paid. God has received at the hand of Christ my surety, a perfect payment. And the old Calvinistic hymn writer had it absolutely right when he said, payment God cannot twice demand, first from my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. Do you see what the old hymn writer is saying? If God were to exclude a person covered by the blood of Christ from heaven, if God were to exclude from heaven one poor believer in Jesus Christ, he would be utterly unjust. Why? Because he's already accepted the payment from the hand of the surety. So we're in heaven because we deserve to be there. Not that we did the deserving. We received the deserving. You see, you don't get into heaven without merit. But the glory of the gospel is that the merit you receive is the merit of Christ. And it is the gift of God. And it is yours freely. Only two ways logically possible of attaining righteousness with God. One, by producing that righteousness yourself. Two, by receiving it as the free gift of God, as the product of another's obedience. Now the Jews adopted the first to produce their own righteousness, and they sought salvation on the basis of their own works. The amazing thing is, they took the most precious gifts of God, the most precious blessings of God, and they perverted them. We read in Romans chapter 9, and I have to apologize that I really, given the schedule I was keeping and continue to keep of getting through these chapters, trying not to fulfill Tim Gardner's prophecy of needing 25 years to do so, I didn't take time with the details of these verses. Very simple reason, if I had, we'd been here a very long time, especially at the end of verse 5. But listen to what he says in Romans 9. Who are Israelites, verse 4, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever? You know, when I read that, I think of the words in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 23. What one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel? Never a nation in the history of the world like this nation. Think of that list of things they received. And especially remember the giving of the law. Do you remember when we were doing our studies in the law? I pointed out that God did something at that time that he never did before and he's never done again. When God came down in Mount Sinai, The mount was on fire. There were thunderings and lightnings. We have this vision of God taking the tables and writing with his own finger the Ten Commandments and giving them to Moses. And that's true, he did that. But never forget on that day, this is what was unique. God actually spoke. He enunciated the Ten Commandments, speaking in a voice that the gathered millions of Israel could hear. They not only had the written word, the only time in history an entire nation heard the clearly pronounced words of the commandments spoken by the mouth of God himself. What nation is like this nation? God sent them a list of prophets. He gave them a pure worship. It's interesting when you go back to the Mosaic description of the tabernacle, how he uses the word pure. There's the pure oil. There's the pure candlestick. There's the pure table. God gave them a pure worship. And yet, they took it all and they perverted it into a system of works righteousness. The Gentiles, on the other hand, had no such great earthly heritage. I think of what Paul said of these Gentiles. And he's writing to the Corinthian converts in 1 Corinthians 12. And in verse 2, he said, "You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led." And yet these Gentiles, having lived in wicked heathen idolatry, carried away to dumb idols, heard the gospel. What news it was. What liberation it was. Forgiveness of sin. Acceptance with God. The imputed righteousness of Christ. Eternal life. And out of the dark caverns of man's corrupt religion, they flocked in their hundreds and in their thousands to embrace Christ. The very Christ of whom the Jews were ashamed. To them he was a stone of stumbling, a stumbling stone. That means what it says, simply a stone to stumble over. They tripped over him. A rock that caused them to fall. Ah, here, my friend, we go away beyond Jews and Gentiles. For you see, we come now to people who sit in Christian churches. I, even in this church. And you too have a heritage like very few in the earth. While the vast millions of the world lay unevangelized, this nation had the gospel preached from shore to shore. While other countries and other peoples did not have the word of God in their own language, this nation was reared on the reading and preaching of Holy Scripture. And then God sent a stream of prophets, preachers, evangelists, soul winners, mighty men of God. That's the heritage of this nation. But where are we tonight? Where are we? I'll tell you where we are. We're in a place where people have taken the very gifts of God and have perverted the whole revelation of God into a system of works righteousness. And I will make the apparently contradictory statement, but it is all too starkly true, that even in professed evangelical churches, what is being preached as the gospel has little to do with sovereign grace and has more to do with works righteousness. That's where we are. Furthermore, we have bred a people who think lightly of sin. Some of you kids growing up in this church, I want you to listen to me now. We've talked about my being here 25 years. We've talked about me reaching into senility this year and all the rest of it. It gives you a new perspective. You young folk, I want you to listen to me. You've grown up listening to the Word. You've grown up listening to the Gospel. And it is all too easy for you to adopt very lax, shallow views of sin and of God's law and of what it is to be saved, attaining a perfect righteousness with God. So that it is very easy for you to adopt a surface religion where you know how to nod your head at the right place and say the right word at the right time without having any heart experience. I've talked about attaining to a personal possession of the righteous merits of Christ as your basis for acceptance with God. It's easy for you to adopt a very shallow, skin deep profession of what sounds like Christianity without any heart engagement with Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that is the very curse that Paul was dealing with among the Jews, and now it's come home to roost in the Christian churches of America. Around the world, there are millions coming to Christ. It is reckoned by missiologists that perhaps the 20th century saw more people won for Christ than any century in history. But it wasn't happening in America. It wasn't happening in England. And it wasn't happening in Ireland. Wasn't happening in Wales, or in John Knox's Scotland, nor in Luther's Germany, nor in Calvin's Switzerland or France. Where are we? We are where Paul was, the people who had every advantage are stumbling over Christ. A stone of stumbling. I forget where I read it. Some old preacher had the very homespun remark. You can only stumble over Christ if you put him at your foot. I think that's clear, is it not? To some people, to some of you young folk even sitting here tonight, when I preach Christ to you, he's just a big rock in your way. He's barring your progress. He's something standing in your way in that vile and filthy and sensuous and sinful and selfish way you want to go. And you're stumbling over him. Well, man, if you stumble over Christ and fall, remember where you're falling to. We'll never forget this. This stumbling and falling, this offense, is just a first taste of the judgment of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.